This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You ready for some more Ron Gant talk there, Keith? There's some good Ron Gant talk.
We had a lot of Ron Gant talk. I'd be happy to carry that over. We just named the 90s Braves with we did have to look up one. We weren't sure, but we had to get a ruling on one.
Yeah, we had to look up Damon Berryhill. That was one I was not familiar
with. Like, who's the other catcher with Greg Olson? I'm like, oh, Damon Berryhill.
Yeah.
We got it, though. We figured it out.
It's okay. Greg Hill's show is running on Connecticut time this morning.
That's
so
fine.
We were spitting around some random 90s Braves teams.
A little peek behind the curtain. It started with 40-40 club. Then that morphed into name as many 30-30 guys as you could, which then morphed into the 90s Braves. Which are three of my...
If you were 12 years old, who's in your hall?
The
90s Braves.
No, that's my overall take, which I think is a good one.
Honestly, this is... strap in for this. This is a brilliant take by Keith, in all honesty, that we stumbled on this
morning. Maybe it won't work the same, because I know baseball isn't as popular with kids today as it was when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think the whatever 12-year-old version of yourself, that's who should vote for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
12-year-olds can identify who is and who is not a Hall of Famer. And now, as Nick pointed out, maybe Carlos Delgado gets in. Maybe Rafael Furcal gets in. But there's going to be a couple misses.
Matt Stairs in.
Matt Stairs gets in. All right, so maybe they're not all true Hall of Famers, but I feel like you knew then.
Maybe like
growing up,
a general voting body of 12-year-olds, that's who picks the Hall of Fame, and they would do a better job than we do right now.
Because there are certain guys that you would see as a kid, and you'd be like in awe of that person. If you're in awe of that person as a kid, then that's probably a Hall of Famer.
Troy Gloss in the Hall.
Troy Gloss in.
Oh, my God. Troy Gloss would throw around the leather, though.
You know who wouldn't be? Craig Biggio. It always circles back to be pilot on Craig Biggio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like, stop! Oh. Leave him alone! He's a Hall of Famer with a family!
Cool, he got hit a lot.
I'm in on Biggio.
You are a Biggio guy?
You like guys getting hit by pitches? Like,
so not even that. No, here's what does it for me.
Billy's
a bit
of a baseball masochist. He likes watching people just get pulverized by fastballs.
I give him credit because he played all of the important positions up the middle of the field.
Catcher.
He didn't pitch second. He was a middle infielder.
Sure.
He played center.
Center.
The most important positions on the field, he played them well.
Those were the Biggio positions. I would have put the whole Killer Bees in if
he was a stat compiler. You got Lance Berkman in there, the big Puma?
Oh, I was thinking the early ones.
Derek Bell.
I was thinking the early Killer Bees. Yeah, not the
Berkman,
replacement.
He kind of slid in there nicely. He had a good year. He had a good career, actually.
Real nice career.
Big Puma?
Was that his nickname? That's the second
his
time
he said
that.
His nickname was the Big Puma. I just want to make sure you caught it. Yeah, he's Big Puma.
The first time you said it, I thought that was you just calling him that.
Am I wrong about this?
No, as soon as I type in Big Puma, it comes up Big Lance Puma dash Lance Berkman.
Google Big Puma. You're going to get yourself some Lance Berkman.
Don't DuckDuckGo that on a work computer.
Nicknamed Fat Elvis and Big Puma.
No, Fat Elvis makes sense. You ever seen that guy?
Oh, Lance Berkman,
Yeah, well, maybe he's a skinny Elvis, but he's got a pudgy face going on looking like Elvis.
Yeah, but on the Yankees, he had to cut those mutton chops.
Was he on the Yankees?
Yeah, Big Puma was on the Yankees, wasn't he, at the end?
Everybody knows that.
Billy's nodding. He's like, yeah, come on.
He was. Of course he was.
I think Big Donkey was Adam Dunn.
Oh, Big Donkey for sure was Adam Dunn. He was the original three outcome player. Now they're all three outcome players.
Yeah, yeah.
Home run, strikeout, walk.
Big Donkey. Adam Dunn does come up. Big Donkey. He goes Big Donkey brand, Big Donkey resin, Big Donkey baseball dash Adam Dunn.
Adam Dunn.
He makes resin? You can pop that right on your bat?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like pine tar resin? What kind of resin are we talking?
That was a guy, Adam Dunn, who played most of his career in the National League when they didn't have a DH, and yet he was a DH. So they just stay, they like hand him a glove, they'd stick him out in the outfield, like, oh, do your best. And then he did 40 home runs. He would strike out 240 times. He would walk 100 times. He would hit 200 with an OBP of like 400. It was insane. But that was baseball. That was classic
baseball.
That
was baseball. Yeah,
that was baseball,
if 12-year-olds just voted on the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
we would have a great Hall
You'd
of Fame.
You'd know who was in.
You'd know.
Yep.
So it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI.
That is baseball.
Taking your phone calls. Thank you, Mad Dog.
Thank you.
617-779-7937. You can text us at 37937. Lots of ways to interact with the show. You can follow on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Terp already came in and said, you look weird on the camera, Jones.
That's classic.
To which I said,
that's normal.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's different today?
No.
But there's already some comments in there. Good.
What are people saying? Looks crazy.
Fix Jones's camera.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're good.
Jones, you look strange. Well, yeah, to yeah. which I say,
par
that's
the course.
First day on Twitch.
Par for the course.
You can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You can see old segments, old interviews there. You can watch live on the live streams again.
People just throwing out names. This I love. We can do this all day. Juan Gonzalez, Jeff Kent. Go ahead, throw a name. Actually, how about this?
I mean, Ron Gant, we went down the Ron Gant rabbit hole, and it was wonderful.
We were picking apart Ron Gant. Ron Gant had two 30-30 seasons back-to-back in the early 90s for the Braves. I say we add this to the grab bag. Random baseball player of the day. Every day we do one.
Now we're talking.
And we just spend a couple minutes on, maybe 10 minutes on a guy. 10 to 15 minutes.
A current player?
No. No, God, no.
History.
No, random player. No, maybe I guess it could be random enough where it is a current player, but I think chances are it's going to be a player from the 90s.
There's got to be like some kind of randomizer where we could just
spit it's called
out
Rich Keefe's Brain, and we'll figure out a random.
You're just going to do it.
Oh, what do you think?
Yeah.
Throw it in there, random player of the
game. There's nothing better than
random baseball player of the day.
Around naming old baseball players.
Yeah. What do we know about it?
Random baseball player of the day.
Okay.
Just be like, you pick a team, scroll through the old baseball reference,
find
a guy.
The bag.
Yeah.
Maybe the bottom of the bag. Doesn't have to be right at the top of the bag.
We might lead with it. Well, once the Ohtani watch is up, we're going to have to come up with something else.
What's our lead?
Best random nicknames of baseball
players. Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah, we'll take a deep dive into this player.
You're Big Puma.
Yep.
You're Fat Elvis.
You're Big
Donkey.
What was, who was Kronk? Who was that guy?
Pronk. It was Pronk.
Pronk
it was Travis.
Oh.
No, Travis Hafner.
Travis Hafner
was Pronk.
Pronk. He would sock some dingers, though.
Hafner? Would he?
Oh, my God.
He would have fit in on those 90s
He'd
Cleveland
kill the
teams.
Ball.
Yeah, yeah, you put him in there.
He was born too late.
He was born too late.
He
was a man behind the times, is what it was. Yeah, but that's baseball. I'll tell you what, though. Those Cleveland teams, they could build a roster.
Cleveland was great.
Those Braves teams, they could build a roster.
They could.
You know who could build a roster in the NFL, Keefe?
Who's that?
This week's opponent for the New England Patriots.
Oh, well done,
the
Jones.
San Francisco. Well, you know, 10-16. 10-16, we're going to get to our lead topic here.
Juan Guzman. Sorry.
Juan Guzman was great because in Toronto his glove was blue.
Blue glove.
Yeah, it was Juan? Blue. The Toronto blue.
I thought it was Juan
blue.
Guzman.
Guzman, sorry.
Guzman.
Yeah, you didn't know who I was talking about?
He loved Soul Glow, though.
His he did.
Always looked like he just stepped out of the shower with that hair.
He might have squeezed out an All-Star game.
You got a Cy Young?
Maybe a vote.
Pat
I don't think
Henken?
He won it.
Pat Henken, maybe.
Oh, Pat Henken. He definitely won a Cy Young.
Pat Henken would give you a Cy Young. Jimmy Key?
Jimmy Key, he'd be at least get some votes.
I think Jimmy Key did it with glasses on, too. But Tom Hankey, one of those guys.
Tom Hankey wore glasses. Yeah.
Tom Hankey might have worn glasses. Yeah, that's
One-time All-Star, Juan Guzman. ERA title, though.
Guzman.
I know you're confused of who I'm talking about. 96 Cy Young title. How about this? 95, he had an ERA over 6. 96, ERA under 3.
Nice.
What happened?
Yeah, what could have gone on there? Perhaps that's how a lot of you are texting in your baseball names, 37937. Where did this one come from? Somebody said they got, here you go. The only autograph I ever got on a baseball.
Where else you getting them?
Was Jose Offerman.
Offerman.
This got us talking off the air. The only autograph I can remember getting at Fenway. And it was not on a baseball. But the only autograph I can remember getting was from Ricky Bonus.
Which is hilarious.
Of the Milwaukee Brewers. Keefe, did you ever have any autographs?
Ricky Bonus.
Is that wild?
Is that insane? Jones and I might have been standing next to each other in their mid-90s getting a Rookie Bonus autograph.
One-time All-Star Rookie Bonus with the Milwaukee Brewers.
One-time All-Star, yeah. A right-handed pitcher with the Brew Crew. Signed an autograph. What a great guy. Clearly, he signed a lot of autographs. You and I both got an autograph.
I'm telling you, my recollection is not that I went to a baseball game being like, I need to get Rookie Bonus's autograph.
Evidently not.
Or any autograph. Yeah. I think he was signing so many autographs, yeah. My dad was like, this guy's just handing out autographs. Why don't you go get one?
I mean, I had the authentic Rookie Bonus jersey. I went down. I was like, hey, Ricky, you going to give us a sign here right on the number?
I'll tell you what, though. I had a Brewers hat in high school. That might be why. It might all be like subconsciously. Nice. Like a great logo. Like, tremendous. It was like the
glove?
Yeah, the glove.
The ball in the glove?
Yeah, the MB.
Right in the palm, though.
The MB ball in the glove.
You don't want to catch the ball like
that. You don't want to get it in the wet.
It'd sting you.
Yeah.
It'd sting the hand if you caught it like that.
No, it's a good
point. Yeah, it is. There's an MB.
Yeah.
If you kind of cross your eyes, you can see it.
But maybe it was all thanks to Rookie Bonus.
Maybe.
Could be.
That's back when they were in the American League, right?
They were in the AL, yeah.
Oof, boy, long time ago.
That was baseball.
That certainly was.
That was baseball.
Uh-huh.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's knock out a couple of these because they're there. Peter's in Weston. Hello, Peter.
Peter.
Yes. Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
yesterday, you probably recall, was the 50th anniversary of the Tommy John surgery, the first ever by Dr. Job in LA.
That was a spare part in the grab bag yesterday. Yep. We didn't quite get to that.
Of course.
Yeah. But here's a thought. Why isn't this guy in the Hall of Fame is a great question. Every left-hander that has 283 wins or more, Jim Cott had 283, he had 288, is in the Hall of Fame.
Put him in.
And the guys asked yesterday, why wouldn't this guy be in the Hall of Fame with the career that he had and the fact that baseball might be dead without Tommy John surgery?
The legacy of the Tommy John surgery.
If it wasn't for Tommy John, I think we'd be underhand pitch at this point. That's fair to say?
I mean, it basically is. They all throw like 150. There's not going to be a 20-game winner in baseball this year.
Put him in.
Hang on.
Keith, go ahead.
Wait. Get in the time machine. 12-year-old Keith.
Do I have Tommy John in?
12-year-old Keith. You got Tommy John in the Hall of Fame?
I'm going to be a no.
That's a no.
That's a no for me.
That's a no for me, Doug.
But listen, he's obviously very passionate about it. He might need him to speak on his behalf next year at the BBWAA meeting.
Of course.
Guys, why is Tommy John not in the Hall of Fame?
Of course, yesterday was the 50-year anniversary. Yeah. Of course, I believe is how he set that up.
I think you add that to the list. We have a growing list of things accomplished on the Jones and Keefe show in the first month. A solid push for Tommy John to be in the Hall of Fame.
No, it's like it's like a passion project of ours.
Yeah. No, not ours. Just
let's take it over.
I don't want to. I'm not putting him in.
How dare you?
I'm not like against it. Ooh, Paul Konerko is a good one. Look at the text line. I'm going to be so distracted with the text line all day.
Paul Konerko, Cleveland,
no.
Seattle?
Yeah, no, White Sox.
I'm sorry. Who am I thinking of? Paul.
He had a little goatee.
Sorrento.
Paul Sorrento is who I'm thinking of.
Paul Sorrento is a deeper cut.
No.
Paul Konerko is more your household name.
I'm sorry. Paul Konerko.
Sorrento is a deep cut.
I'm sorry. Paul Sorrento is 100% who I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Dude, Konerko, the goatee, socking dingers.
Oh, yeah. Him and
come on, you can't blank on me like that.
What Jim Thome.
Oh, yeah. Tomey's in like the 600 home run club.
I'm saying
when they were
White Sox.
Yeah.
Frank Thomas.
Yeah. Good one, Nick.
Did Konerko overlap with Thomas?
No, I don't think so.
I think he replaced. He probably replaced him.
Yep. And then Big Donkey came in there for a minute too.
Didn't quite Wally Pip him. Yeah. Let's keep this going. Mark's in Medford. Hello,
Mark.
Hey, I'm a diehard Yankees fan, so forgive me for that.
It's fine.
I had three names, but I'm only going to give you two. And I believe one should be in the Hall of Fame if he's not already.
Tommy John.
But the first name I'm going to give you is I loved Paul O'Neill. Loved him.
Oh, I hated him.
Yeah, I couldn't stand him.
I hated Paul O'Neill.
I don't know if the second one's in the Hall of Fame that I think should be in the Hall of Fame, but the Moose, Mike Mussina.
No, he's in.
Moose is in. I think he's going to say Roger Clemens.
He actually single-handedly ruined the Hall of Fame, I think. I think Mike Mussina pretty much ruined the
Hall of Fame. Is he the pitcher, Biggio?
That was the line for me where I'm like, the Hall of Fame is officially.
Dude, I hated Paul O'Neill. Like, I hated every Yankee growing up. That's what you do. And I hated Paul O'Neill.
Every 12-year-old kid in New England hated Paul. That wasn't a Yankee fan. Every 12-year-old Red Sox fan hated Paul O'Neill.
Threw a fit. It was somebody else's fault. He got out every time.
Yeah.
Although, as I've learned to mature... If he was on the Red Sox, he would have been my favorite player by far. He's like a lunatic.
He would have been Trout Nixon. In different ways, but like we would have loved him.
No, but I couldn't stand him. Mussina, listen, I love playing the random baseball player name. Not deep enough cup. No. That's a household name.
Mike Mussina never won a Cy Young?
Did he his last year? No, he won 20 games his like last year, I think.
Mike
he won
Mussina,
a ton of games.
4-4-5-5-6-2-6-5-6. No, he won a bunch of gold gloves.
Better career, Chris Sale or Mike Mussina? It might be Sale.
It's Sale.
Yeah.
Sale's about to win a Cy Young.
Sale's probably going to go in the Hall of Fame because of this year.
Yeah. Nice trade there, Breslow.
What about Tommy John?
Who gets
in first, Chris Sale or Tommy John?
By the way, I'm okay with trading Chris Sale, FYI.
Yeah, I know.
Bad return.
All right.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.